I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI and WGBH in Boston. British police have launched a criminal investigation into the violent student protests in London. It's going to include trying to figure out how a group of protesters were able to attack a car that was carrying Prince Charles and his wife to the theater yesterday. The royal couple was unharmed but shaken. Thousands of students have taken to the streets of London over the past month. They're upset by a government plan approved in Parliament to raise university tuition fees. Paddy O'Connell hosts the BBC's Sunday news program Broadcasting House. He says the scene yesterday was a perfect storm.
In London, we have seen politics, class, and the royal family collide. What happened was a student protest which turned violent with the police. Suddenly, the royal car carrying the heir to the throne, Prince Charles, and Camilla, his wife, drove into the maelstrom. Paint was thrown at their car, and the window was broken of their car with a stick, and the car was kicked. And a photograph has made it to the New York Times and other papers and all over the TV screens of a very shocked-looking royal couple in the middle of this maelstrom of young people angry at student fees. Welcome to the UK in the run-up to Christmas.
This is not going to be a happy Christmas, at least not so far in the UK. You know, that picture that you mentioned of Camilla and Prince Charles is going to be on our website, theworld.org. For folks who haven't seen it yet, it is causing quite a stir there, because not only is it very unusual for the couple to be put in this position in the car, but to have their photos snapped in such a dire state. Were they actually in danger?
Well, we hear they're fine, but that they were shocked. And I think royal protection officers from the past have been very concerned about this. It's sort of unprecedented. If your listeners have lived in big US cities, they know very well what it's like when the motorcade comes through. I used to live in New York. They would close whole avenues in order to let the dignitaries pass. Well, what happened here was that a route was planned from the royal residence to the theatre, and the route was checked, and it was clear. But then the students moved from being blocked by police in one area, and on the riot, they moved into the street where the royal car came. So it was the perfect storm. And what we've got is what the British love to do best, which is now a blame game, not only a classic blame game, but it involves class, money, the ruling classes, the young people, and the royal family.
Well, especially it's happening, as you mentioned, in terms of class issues. I mean, this was such an illustration of what goes on, because here we have the royal couple on their way to a grand musical performance, looking quite grand themselves, and students who were protesting in particular having to pay what would be the equivalent of how much money, for instance, how much in the United States per year of a college education?
Well, I mean, you're going to do the better maths than me. I think it's £9,000 is probably around $16,000 a year.
That sounds right.
And we are not used to paying those figures. We have a system that has gone from zero to around $5,000 a year, and a vote was held in Parliament to triple that figure. So the students have been told by our new coalition government that this is progressive, that they won't have to pay it until they earn at least $30,000 a year. They won't have to pay back any debt, and it will help poorer people. But they, by and large, people aren't swallowing that pill. They're seeing it as the bill going up, and they don't like it.
It'll help poorer people because, what, they're going to be on scholarship money, those who can pay you and those who can't?
Yeah, the government say that this is a rising tide lifts all boats, and that the poorest in society will not pay ever. If they never earn above $30,000, they never need to pay back their debt. But this argument is now moved to the streets.
And Prince Charles and his wife Camilla made a good target, but they're really not the ones who are even responsible for this decision regarding tuitions, college tuition. This was the Parliament. It's just that Charles and his wife were in the right place at the wrong time.
That's right. They drove in the middle of it all when the blood was up and the tails were wagging. But I spent the day at university today. I went back to university, and many students completely disassociate themselves from this violence, and they have nothing to do with it. But I suppose the main point is that there's a lot of young people who feel let down by Parliament. It's a very interesting story if you follow the UK. It tells you a lot about our mood and the people who are coming up, because basically the boomers have eaten all the candy. They're the ones who had free education, free healthcare, and great job security, and now they've blown it. The banks have gone off with the money, and the young people are angry.
All right. Paddy O'Connell hosts the BBC's Sunday News programme Broadcasting House, speaking to us from London. Paddy, thank you.
Thanks very much, Lisa.